You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Now time for Melting Pot. Even though I don't have my theme music, I just I forgot the record at home. Playing all vinyl this week, and my head hasn't quite been in it, just with everything that's been going on. But still got a pretty nice show planned for you, and even some newer things on vinyl that recently got sent to me. Some nice soul music, and a couple indie rock things. I had to take a peek into the crate. And then I think in the second hour, I'm just going to play you an hour of music from Jimi Hendrix. His birthday was yesterday, and one of my favorite musicians. And next year, actually, his birthday will fall on a Sunday, so we'll probably do two straight hours of Hendrix then. But this year, still going to do an hour in the second hour, so stay tuned for that. And as I mentioned last week, and played a couple tributes to her, my mother-in-law passed away in the past week, and we sent her home yesterday. And so I've been thinking about her a lot and listening to a lot of old school Mexican music, a lot of rancheras and mariachi music, and some of which I actually owned as well. And one of many songs that came to mind, just a really beautiful song in and of itself, and maybe the best rendition of it that I've heard, coming from Pedro Infante. And the song is from a collection of, I guess, film music that looks like it was released in 1965, Siempre en el Corazón de México. That's Pedro Infante. And the song is Amor de los Dos. And I don't know what film this comes from, but I hope to find out at some point fairly soon. And the music in the background, instead of the Boris Gardner I normally have playing the theme song, Melting Pot, I enlisted the Butterfield Blues Band to have a little theme music today. But here now is music from Pedro Infante, Amor de los Dos, a stripped-down version of it that you're going to hear right now on Melting Pot here at KPFK, and a little all-vinyl end-of-the-month soiree.
Desminado, This is what I want you to do for me. I want you to hear my, just listen. Sinner man, you ought to be able to say this. Oh, why? Oh, Lord.
Oh,
why others thou art called. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, you ought to be able to say, say that.
Thank you.
but please, honey, love me. Oh, please, won't you try my love for you? Will never die, flowers grow where I lay at rest. Pick up blossom and hold it to your breast.
You're listening to KPFK in Melting Pot here at 90.7 FM. You just heard music from Magic Sam from one of my favorite blues records of all time, West Side Soul. My Love Will Never Die, the name of the track from Magic Sam, one of his great vocal performances. Ahead of that, you heard another Chicago blues man, Charlie Musselwhite, from his debut, Stand Back, from what, back in 1967, roundabouts there. Christo Redentor, the name of the track, originally composed by Donald Byrd, I want to say, and a different kind of version, Charlie Musselwhite on harmonica, Barry Goldberg on organ, Harvey Mandel on the guitar, and I want to say maybe Fast Eddie Ha on the drums, but don't quote me on the drummer. We also had music from Swan Silvertones in the set, one of my favorite spirituals, Savior, Pass Me Not, from a collection of their songs called Get Right with the Swan Silvertones, released in the mid-80s. So the song, I think, is from the late 1950s or early 1960s. And music also from around that period of time. From Pedro Infante, Amor de los Dos, the name of the song. Just that incredible voice and a acoustic guitar. And to my ears, maybe the best version of that song. As was pretty much always the case whenever Pedro Infante was singing. Siempre en el Corazón de México, the name of the collection put out by Peerless in 1965. Most of that music, of course, recorded before then. By that time, Pedro Infante, I believe, had already passed away. But great, great music, and another one basically in tribute to Mami Paz. In the background is some newer music from the High Society Brothers, an instrumental of their song Lessons of Love. The flip side of this has the vocal version with New Orleans soul singer Willie West on it, which I believe I played for you on a previous week here at Melting Pot. I actually have another bit of new retro soul wax to play for you. Something that Oliver might have played for you a couple weeks ago when he was guesting on this show. I'm not sure if he did or not. This comes from J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. And To Love Someone, name of this very nice sweet soul you're going to hear right now on KPFK's Melting Pot.
Prove your love is real. You find want you so much, but you tell me not to fret. My body aches for your touch, but you play hard to get. Now tell me, have I done something wrong, my babe, to make you change your mind? But don't hesitate too long.
Bye. jogue fora o meu retrato. Lave a mão que me apagou. Veja se esquece o dia que eu lhe dei amor, que eu lhe dei amor. Nunca mais falho o meu nome. Tudo, tudo que eu sentia há muito se acabou. Veja se esquece o dia que eu lhe dei amor, que eu lhe dei amor, que eu lhe dei amor. Todo amor do mundo você jogou fora e agora quer se arrepender. Mas agora é tarde, porque eu não lhe quero mais. Eu não lhe quero mais. Eu não lhe quero mais, não lhe quero mais. Todo amor do mundo você jogou fora.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot's name of the show. In that last set, you heard music, well, right now in the background, I should say, above all else, music from Alice Coltrane, Turaya and Ramakrishna, the name of the song from Ta El Daoud. Record that came out on Impulse quite a while ago. And features Pharoah Sanders and Joe Henderson, though I think the two of them are maybe just doing percussion on this track, primarily just Alice on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Ben Riley on drums, recorded back in 1970. January of 1970, so a little over 40 years old, this particular track. They are paying tribute to Alice Coltrane over at Royce Hall this coming Sunday, December the 5th. I do not have tickets for this, so you know, don't call me about tickets. It's just something that you should know. Alice Coltrane tribute that is going to feature McCoy Tyner, Nell Klein, Han Benek, Daniel Carter, Michael White, Lise Chen, Rada Botosfasina, I think. Sorry about the mispronunciation there. And then Flying Lotus, who is family, in addition to another or many other special guests. Kip Malone is also going to be there. That's next Sunday over at Royce Hall. And it starts off at 7, so you can listen to you can listen to my show on the way. But just something that I definitely wanted to let people know about. A tribute to Alice Coltrane going over at UCLA next Sunday on December 5th. And that's her music in the background that you hear. Also in the set, music from Irene Reed, Just Loving You, the name of the track, from a 7-inch on the Old Town record label. Tony Tornado out of Brazil, Na Quero Mais, the name of the track, as best I can pronounce Portuguese, and from B.R. Trish, the name of the record from Tony Tornado. Also had something from Syl Johnson in that set, from a 7-inch on the High record label, Anyone But You, the name of the song. The Numero Group has put out basically everything that Syl Johnson had recorded. It's called The Complete Mythology of Syl Johnson. I'm hoping to get a copy of it very soon. But another one of those things, just so as you know. Ahead of the Syl Johnson, you heard another release from the Numero Group, just a holy grail of soul music, something unearthed that had been in a Southside Chicago basement basically for 30 years. 24 Karat Black and their lost record Promises of Yesterday, the name of the album Numero put out last year, and The Best of Good Love Gone, the name of the track. Start things off with some brand new soul music, though it has that very 70s kind of sweet soul sound. JC Brooks and the Uptown Sound, the name of the group, To Love Somebody, and that is from a 7-inch on the Addenda record label. Going to get back into the music right now. Short set before the top of the hour. And once again, all in the second hour, I'm going to play music from Jimi Hendrix, since this is the day after what would have been his 68th birthday. So pay tribute to one of my favorite musicians, and a favorite musician, I imagine, of a whole lot of people out there as well. But I'm going to get this next set started off with something that's pretty new, at least into my hands. I'm not sure what the release date was on this remix EP of the music of Ganja Sufi, but it just got into my hands on vinyl a little while ago, I guess last week before last. The Khalif's Tea Party is the name of this collection. Features remixes from Bibio, Broadcast, MRR of MRR/ADM, who you'll also hear in the set. And this particular one is a remix of Ancestors by Mark Pritchard. So here you go. Ancestors remixed by Mark Pritchard, originally music of Ganja Sufi, here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
take my hand from this transgression's grain of air. How I've been acting, I'm so shame. I can't take the pressure, I'm on the blame. I'm caving in, don't know my way. Ancestors, take my hand, 'cause I can't take the pressure, it's greater than. All my skin and flesh, I'm so ashamed. When I finally get there, will you know my name? Feel like ice to the slow chain. Feel like my life with the price of fame. Ancestors, cold this pain. Here I am night on this coldest train. Till we come in how cold, deep within the dirt. Till we come that charcoal that knew its worth. Till we come that diamond inside the church. Ancestors, take our hands.
Music from Dilla in the background from Donut Shop, released earlier in the year by Stone's Throw. It's a nice little release, you know, for original vinyl heads and then digital vinyl heads too. You know, you get music from Dilla, and then on the flip side are Serato Control Records. And at least in the copies that I got that just magically appeared at my doorstep one day, I also had some slip mats in there too. So, quite a deal from J. Dilla. Also in the set, music from Quincy Jones from the soundtrack to The Lost Man. Up Against the Wall, the name of that strange instrumental in a set of mostly pretty strange and spacing instrumentals ahead of Quincy Jones and that breaktastic cut Up Against the Wall. You heard MRR/ADM featuring the massive drums of Malcolm Cato. That is one of the tracks on a 10-inch record that just carried their name. It was released by the group. And I am super happy that I have a copy of that. And we also had something very super happy to play you from Ganja Sufi, the Mark Pritchard remix of Ancestors from the remix EP put out by Warp called The Khalif's Tea Party, of music from Ganja Sufi. You are listening to 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. And just so that you know, this show is called Melting Pot. We are here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host of this program, as another Dilla instrumental drops in, which Q-Tip put to good use on his last record. And really interesting kind of flip on Dancing Machine there from Dilla. Rest in peace. All right, so in just a little bit, I'm going to play you a solid hour of music from Jimi Hendrix here on the day after what would have been his 68th birthday. Maybe my math is a little off on there. I'll have to double check. But that'll be coming up here shortly after a couple messages here at KPFK. So please stay tuned for that.
The benefits of donating your used vehicle to KPFK include funding new and existing programming, as well as increasing community awareness. You also benefit by being able to reduce your taxable income. There's no need to deal with the hassles of selling it, and you support public radio in the process. To donate your vehicle, please call 877-KPFK-AUTO. That's 877-KPFK-AUTO.
On Saturday, December 11th, from 7 to 11 p.m., Spark Gallery presents The Confinement of Street Art, Illusions of Grime, an exhibition featuring the works of 9 L.A.-based graffiti artists. This exhibit will unify the voices of L.A.'s censored street artists, both muralists and graffiti artists alike, featuring works that reflect the destruction and neglect of L.A.'s world-renowned murals and the criminalization of graffiti art in L.A. Illusions of Grime asks us to consider the social impact of the criminalization of graffiti art in Los Angeles and reveals the tactics law enforcement uses to end these art forms altogether. Again, that's Saturday, December 11th at Spark Gallery, located at 685 Venice Boulevard in Venice. Details at 310-822-9560 or at kpfk.org. KPFK is a proud media sponsor.